Power Hour. Welcome.
Hey, here we are. It is Saturday. Must be. We have the Power Hour going on live from the classroom in Opa-locka. Not Miami Beach. Usually I'm in Miami Beach at the office or my place. But today we're sitting here in, better get the camera on. That would help. Oh, hello. In Opa-locka. And we're at our classroom, which is at Signature. If you're ever around here and you want to take a look at the classroom, you can. Some upgrades will come here in the next few weeks with some monitors and some various things. But anyway, that's where we are. Let me get a new share up here going on. Let's do a little catch up. First, I wanted to thank Alex Pena. For all the hard work that he did there in Phoenix. He gave me a ride a few times to the hotel, and he did some booth duty, and he hung out with us in the booth, and we did a bunch of things. So that was nice. And he pulled the last day on his own solo on Sunday because I went home. So the show was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's right out. And let me tell you what, that place is in the middle, and there ain't nothing out there. There's just a couple trailers, right? I think there's like five houses, maybe, and there's the airport, and that's it. There's sand, cactus, and rocks as big as your house, and mountains. That's it, in Buckeye. So that's like 25 miles west of Phoenix, but that's where the show was, so not at least okay. And we did get free lunches as being exhibitors. So Alex and I, we had Jersey Mike's first day. We had your Chick-fil-A the second day, Chick-fil-A with, and then the third day, I don't know, who would know what it is, but he had lunch for that day. So we at least had that. That was not bad. And the show was well attended. The first day, mostly kids till about noon. And then after that was pretty much that, our demographic. So that's okay. If you ever get a chance to go one of those, go ahead. Some people ask, how do you get back into flying? You haven't flown for a while, or what would be a good way to do it? I answered an email the other day on that. And I think AOPA has Rusty Pilot seminars, which are pretty good. And they do that in about a day and sort of catch you up and get you in the right way of thinking and the right way of going. So I think that would be a good thing. And Elizabeth Tennyson, the VP of AOPA, she used to run that division, which is the, what's the place called? Not Future Flight. It was called Flight Training Initiative. That whole building is, there's two buildings at AOPA kind of like diagonal to each other. One's all the, where all the people sit, and then that's all flight training, the other building. So she ran that. She's now VP of everything, but she used to just be VP of that. So, and anyway, I got to see her and catch up with her for a little bit. And we are going to have on the show, Darren Pleasance, who is the current CEO and president of AOPA. I had lunch with him, totally by accident. So I go to the exhibitor area where the free lunches were. I think it was a Jersey Mike's day. And I sat down. I don't know who he is. He's chatting with somebody. I'm just talking. And then he asked who I was. And I said, and then we talked, got on this Power Hour thing is what we got on to. And then I was talking about Mark Baker, who's a previous CEO. I said, yeah, I would talk to Mark quite a bit. He's a nice guy. And I go there. And he said, well, I took his job. And I went, oh, you're the new guy, the FNG. Yes. So he agreed to, he said he would do it. And he offered to do it. I even know. So that's kind of cool. So we'll have him on here at some point. So let's take a look and see what's going on so we get stuff going. We have 173 people in the room, which is great. That's perfect. Word gets around if you enforce SAD, you have to. Yeah. Hello from sunny, cool Georgia. I'll be able to go through the room a little bit. There is no wings credit this week, so no wings today. Sorry about that. We usually have it, but this particular topic, we couldn't. It'd be too big of a stretch to make this safety related topic. So let me give you the outline, and then I'll tell you how it's going to go. So I'm going to show you, start the presentation, and then about halfway through, we'll take a break. And it'll only be about 5 minutes. And then what I'll do is I'll catch you up on the stuff that we're doing. We'll see how everybody's doing. I'll check through the chat. So if you got some things you wanted to ask in the chat, that's totally fine. And then we'll go back to the show, and then we'll do that. I also have a coupon code for you, which is, we don't do this very often at all, but it's just for this event, the Power Hour. So that's going to be at the end. It's valid only for today, by the way. So I'll give you that. So if you're thinking about that, that's great. Something like that. And then what we're going to do in the second hour is you're going to stay. If those of you who want to chat or talk or talk about anything you want, really. But anyway, I'm going to go back to the class. So I'm going to make a breakout room for the class. We're going to go there, and you're going to keep in the main room so you can talk, and it'll be moderated a little bit, maybe Nick or someone. At some point, we'll kill it. But in general, we let people have a second hour. It's an open mic. Moderated open mic. And then the third hour we won't have today, but we'll start having those again next week. And then we'll find out what's going to be next week here in a little bit. I haven't created whatever it is. I'm ready for that yet, but I will be, I promise. Okay. I will be. So there's that. The next class we have is going to be our double I class. That's going to be not this Monday coming, but the next Monday. It's 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's our double I class, and that'll be kind of good. We haven't done that in a little bit. And then initial CFI class on March the 10th again, and that's going to be remote. We're going to do it in Phoenix, but we didn't quite have a training partner identified yet. So we'll do it remote, and then we'll do a Phoenix class in either May or probably May. Probably May. So that's what we're looking to do. Okay, so let's talk about specifically how to save money with the CFI training. That's the first thing. How to spend money and how to save money. I think that's the kind of the theme I want to kind of harp on here. So first, I want to let you know about the CFI study group. It's a Facebook group, and if you don't belong to it, you should. And if you're a CFI in training, or even if you just have interest in just any kind of interest in it. So it's moderated by Dorothy Schick, and Rex is there, Scholl, who also works, helps us in the class here remotely. Everybody like Rex? Yeah, he's yeah, they're nodding their head. Yeah, so anyway, we use them. But what it is, it's a group of people usually in training, and there are mentor CFIs like me. There's Greg Brown, there's Rod Machado's there, there's Barry Schiff, is sometimes Brian Schiff, not Barry, Brian's in there, other people. And so you have access to a lot of people to answer your questions and to give you guidance on things. And one of the reason I'm in there is I'm here to tell you if there's pain in the market, I know how to. That's a product for me. So if there's, I'm going to be the soothing balm, right? That's what I want to be. And if I can solve your problem with the product, I'm good. I've made something, right? So I look in there to see what people are struggling with, and some of the things they say are not steeped in reality, unfortunately. Now, it's not many, not all, but I was just telling the class here that people think that CFI is a self-study. It is not. Yes, there's a lot of self-study to do, that's for sure. But the regulation, we just went through these CFI regulations, it's in those 60, 61, 190 something, in that region up there, 180, 80 something to 90 something. 83 tells you, and 85 tells you, you must receive ground instruction from an authorized instructor on the fundamentals instructing on all the aeronautical knowledge area for recreational, for private, and for commercial. That cannot be done with home study course, and you can't self-study that. You got to have someone give it to you. So that's going to cost you some cash money, right? So then you say, what I think about, or what are the rough spots in the road, right? How can we take this animal, which is never ending, which is like it's a never ending thing. If you go to CFI training, most places, I can tell you how it goes. It goes kind of like this. Let's see. So it goes, you show up to some place, and then there's some guy who does a CFI training, maybe one person. How many do you do a year? One, two, maybe none. But that's Joe. Joe does that. And then where's the training syllabus? You don't even know to ask that, but there isn't one. It's we're gonna listen to you talk, and we're gonna do some things until I'm kind of sure that you know most of everything. So there's no, the timeline is off. There's no timeline. It's like, well, we'll meet once a week every Thursday, and then you come to the fundamentals instructing. That's the topic now. And then Joe tells you this. Joe says, why don't you create a lesson plan on human behavior? That's because Joe doesn't know about human behavior, and he wants you to teach it, and he's going to have the book open. And this is the cycle, right? This is what we get into. Now, that's not all CFI training by any means, but it's a lot of it. And so that you spend money, and you spend money and money, time and money and time and money, and then you don't get the result. That's not good. So then the questions then are, what can we do about this? We have to lean on what we have, right? So if you don't come to our place, you've got places around you. And there are various levels of people, of instructors there. There could be an instructor there who does this all the time, and that's great. Do that. That's fine. Or you could have someone I just told you about, Joe, right? So then we say, what could we be useful to any CFI in training that would help with this thing? So one would be the fundamentals instructing, right? That'd be one. It's a rough spot in the road because people always ask in the CFI class, they ask, how's it going to be tested? What do I need to know? And also, that's the thing mostly they like the least is the FOI, because it's not aviation related per se, and it's nothing they've ever listened to before. I mean, they know about aeromedical factors, they know there's aerodynamics, know there's airspace, and all that's going to be in there. But then here comes this thing, and it's not a small animal. It's the whole Air of Operation One. The whole thing is this, right? So that's one. The second rough spot in the road is because remember that Joe, who does CFI training at this school, who does one or two a year, also does private pilot training, student pilot, the occasional commercial, and that's it. Maybe a flight review. And that's what they know. So Joe doesn't know more than that. So when you ask Joe, the scenario is going to happen. How do you take someone from a commercial pilot rotorcraft helicopter, and how do we do the training? Identify the training, identify the endorsements, and what's going to be tested for them to become same commercial pilot, but now airplane single engine land. How do they do that? Right now, our class knows that right now. And the class also knows that there's going to need to be PIC time logged there. Because at rotorcraft only requires 150 hours, right? And our stuff requires how much? 250, 250, right? With a fair amount of airplane time and a fair amount of PSC time. So the questions then go, it gets more complicated, right? So you say, and hold on for, I'll be done with this in a second. So if you're like, what the hell is he talking about? This, right? So how do you get PIC time if you have a rotorcraft helicopter license? So you have a commercial pilot, rotorcraft helicopter. Obviously, you can log PIC time in a rotorcraft helicopter, but how are we going to do it in an airplane? That's the question. So now you can see how all these regulations start talking to each other. And if you don't aren't a know in this and you just do this occasionally, you're not going to know the answer to that question. So the first thing is that that pilot cannot log PIC time unless they're solo in an airplane. Anytime they're in there with you as an instructor, they're not logging PIC time because they're not rated an airplane, they're rated a helicopter. So all you can do is you have to know, and also they're not a student pilot, right? They have a pilot certificate, it says commercial pilot, therefore they're not a student pilot. So none of the student pilot applies, regulations apply to them at all. So then the next part to that is then, so what do we do? Well, there happens to be a solo endorsement for someone who doesn't hold the same category class. In the AC, it's A.72, right? You give that one, now they can log solo time once they're proficient in an airplane when they're there by themselves. The only way they're going to be able to log solo time in there with you is if they have an airplane rating of some kind, airplane single engine land from something. We can talk about that as much as one. So then, okay, so there's that. That's a big scenario, and that's a very common scenario. If you want to say what I think is a number one endorsement scenario question that you would likely get as a CFI, it's going to be something like that. It's going to be commercial pilot, rotorcraft helicopter, or glider, something like that. Two, commercial pilot, airplane single engine land, because this ties in a bunch of regulations. So let me just tell you what they are, and you don't have to look at them. Think about it. I'm going to show you something that'll help with this. But 6163 is the starting regulation, additional category class other than ATP. You don't go directly to the commercial regulations because they already have a commercial pilot certificate. Then you see what they have to do. Do they need a knowledge test to tell you yes or no? It'll tell you that they have to meet the aeronautical experience requirement. Then you go to the regulation, commercial pilot, you look and see what they have. What you have to do, you make a list. So, are we getting somewhere? And then you got the solo thing. I need PIC time. How much of this do I need? So, you got the onion, you got to sort of layer back. Well, the problem with that is so if you're self-studying or you're with Joe, how are you going to know if you got this right? So, you're sitting at home and you've got this scenario. I got this guy, it's a commercial pilot, rotorcraft helicopter, and I've been instructed to teach on for something. I have to get them commercial pilot, airplane, single engine land. And now you're sitting at home. Now, what are you going to do? Chances are, unless Joe is really good, you don't know where to look. And if even if you know where to look, you won't think about looking under the PIC 61.51 ECHO, which tells you how you can log PIC time. You won't think about those things. You'll just go straight to the commercial pilot regulations because they want a commercial pilot certificate. Makes sense, right? Eh, wrong. RONG. So what we did was, I did, I should say, is I created this thing. I want to show you the first thing I want to show you. It's called Endorsements and Scenarios. And it's got 36 scenarios, 36 of them. Let me kind of give you an idea of that one. We've kind of talked something similar to that. Let me show you the table of contents first, because we got a bit of time. I can take a little bit of time here. I think this is a really good book. So it's my favorite. I think it's my favorite one I've ever done. So we would look down here and sort of say, well, there's student pilot ones, there's initial pilot certification, like you want to be a new private pilot, don't hold that yet, commercial pilot. Sport pilot stuff here, flight ground instructors, instrument, one-off activities like flight reviews, IPCs, complex tailwheel, that kind of thing in there. But this would be what we'd be on about, an additional category class rating. So they already have commercial pilots to give it. They want to add additional category to it. So we click onto that, something like that. And the first thing we see is the regulations that would apply here. So we have a summary of kind of that. And then we go to the scenario. So there's a scenario, and it says determine the training requirements, endorsements, and procedures required for a pilot with a commercial pilot certificate with a glider rating to add airplane single engine land to their pilot certificate. That's the scenario. And then we provide a solution, which is in words here, which will be the entire solution set. And then we provide a flow chart. And the flow chart will say, what do they have? What are they trying to do? And it will step you through the FARs by regulation. So if you mess this up, you get it wrong, you can at least see where you got it wrong, right? And you can say, okay, I'm not getting this. So where did I mess up? This is for commercial pilot. And then we would step through these regulations, and that would bring us to the result. In addition, on the next page, sometimes we have some other, let me just bring another one, another flow chart of some kind here. The process to solo a pilot in an airplane who holds a different category class. So there's a flow chart on that. It'd bring you right through all the regulations that are appropriate to that right there and notes, right? So in most of the scenarios, not every single one, but in 90% of them, 95% of them, there's a solution. There's always a solution. And a lot of times there's a flow chart. So this allows you to make up for what Joe doesn't understand or doesn't want to understand, or and or what how you're gonna know the answer yourself, right? How you know if you're right. Well, if you go back to Joe and he knows, then he could show you, but that's gonna cost you time and money, right? Because Joe's not gonna do it for free. Right? So you have something like this that can, this can save you a lot. So as an example, if I go just go back to the table of contents, click that, go to student pilot, just for the heck of it. There's a student pilot regulations. So then there's a scenario. What are the specific requirements and endorsements for student pilot solo and airplane? Here's the stuff. And then there's a flow chart, right? Which goes through all of that. All this stuff, right? So that's it. Then we also have something like, let me go back to the table of contents. Now you know that in the new ACS for flight instructor, you're subject to being understanding the sport pilot rules and sport pilot training because you're authorized to do that. And so those scenarios are in here. So there's sport pilot stuff is here. Again, in the same format. Determine the training requirements, endorsements, this kind of thing. And the sport pilot regulations differ, especially when adding a different category of class. If you already have a sport pilot certificate. So that's what this is. More flow chart, more of that. It helps you get to the answer, right? So I think this document really pays for itself. I think that's one thing. All right, then another thing that can help is this FOI stuff, right? Jesus. So I wouldn't recommend that you, unless you're teaching the FOI, I wouldn't say to we have FOI lesson plans. I don't think those are going to help you that much unless you're going to teach it. And you won't be authorized to teach the FOI for a while because there are different requirements for teaching initial CFIs, right? But I don't think that would be useful. But what I think would be useful is down here, there's, let me find it here. I have this book, which is Aviation Instructor's Handbook Field Guide. So what I took was I said, if you look at this information that's in the FOI and the Aviation Instructor's Handbook, every chapter is kind of dense, most of it. And then it's like, what, how can I make this information useful? What's important in there? So what I did was I made for every chapter, I said, what's useful in the chapter and how you can use it. That's what this book is. Then on down a little further, there's this book that we use in the class called FOI Roadmaps. And what that is I'll show you that. That is mind map for every chapter of the FOI of the Aviation Instructor's Handbook. So let me go find it here. I'll show it to you. It's under this thing. So I'll give you the stuff that's useful, right? Only the stuff that's useful. All the fluff we can leave out, right? Don't need that. Okay, let's go here. FOI Road, this one. First edition, right here. It's this one. Okay, and then you can see here that just go to chapter two. It's probably easier. This is chapter two, human behavior, and these are the key points under the green, and these are the sub elements of that. And if there's anything I feel that you would have to memorize for a practical test, I put a mnemonic here so you can memorize it, right? And if you go on, there's chapter two or three of the learning process, which is a bunch of things in here. And then once you're done with all sort of getting your head around this, then at the very end of this, at the very end of it, are worksheets. And the worksheets then have some of the things left out, and you have to put them in. So it's another way to get things into your head, right? In addition to that, we have a book called FOI Chapter Summaries, which summarizes all the content within every chapter. So those things would be helpful for the FOI, right? And we use this to lecture from in the class. They have all seen this before. We did this last. It was the last thing we did. The techniques of flight. Do we know it? Yes, we did it. Of course we did it. Okay, let's go back to here. So in this handout, which is in the chat, and we'll take a break here shortly in about 6 minutes. This is all the stuff we have. So, and the things that are valuable, of course, would be lesson plans. That'd be why make your own? It takes too long. I mean, if you really want to, it takes a long time. Now, if you got a lot of time, not in a rush, go ahead. The instrument ones are here, MEI ones are here. And then this product, it's kind of an ugly box. It's not really a box, but I don't know why we don't have a better, we don't have this thing. This is what we use in our class. It's CFI Essentials. It has a lot of this stuff in it. So let me just show you that. I'm going to show you what's in it so you can get an idea. It's a resource library, but it's more than a library. So it's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. So let me grab it here so I can show it to you. Show you what it looks like when you get it. So it'll look something like it'll look like this. You say, what is that here? It's a folder. You say, well, that's a folder. Yes. But it has subfolders in it. So it'll have airplane information. There's syllabuses here. There's our stuff, not all of our stuff, but a lot of it. FAA handbooks and some other things here. ACSs, legal interpretations, all that's in one spot now. So for airplane info, there'll be POHs for 172, DA-40s for Archers, things like that in there. And for our stuff, we've got what I just showed you, regulations and endorsements. That book is there, right there. There's also the Ultimate Guide to Endorsements. What that is, that's something really unique. So the ultimate, if you know the AC 61-65, that one has all the endorsements that you can give, but it says private pilot. But it doesn't really tell you much about it. It just says these are endorsements to give. So what if you're giving an additional category, like say that you want to give airplane multi-engine land, and the person has airplane single-engine land? Well, our book here will have that categorized like that. It'll say if you want to add this to that, these are the checklists for all the regulation you need to do, and these are the endorsements that you give. So you don't have to use the AC and maybe get it wrong. That'll be specific to what you're trying to do. So the ultimate guide to it, like, so I open it for a second and show it to you. I can show it to you. And then we'll catch up here in a second. So give me a minute. Share. It's the ultimate guide to endorsements. And then we can look at something, table of contents here. So we can look at like initial commercial, this one. All right, initial, Amy, which one do I want to put? Any of them, but let's pick this one. And then what it'll have checklists here. It's the eligibility. Have you done that? Have you done that? This is the ground training log. You can print out and put in the student's logbook and make sure you've covered all this stuff. This is your signature, that. And this is the flight proficiency tasks with checklists here again. And then the aeronautical experience lined out so you don't have to go back to the FAR and read it. And then this is a little matrix to say they currently have this. What do they still need? And finally, these are the endorsements, right? So they may need a complex endorsement if it's a multi-engine. That may be high performance, maybe. Commercial pilot aeronautical knowledge. This is initial AMEL, so not additional reading. Pilot home study course or that. And so you get it, right? And maybe they have to solo this airplane. Here's the solo endorsement for a person who doesn't have the category class. Because if you come from airplane single-engine land, you don't have a multi-engine rating, so you can't solo this multi-engine airplane unless you have that endorsement. The student pilot section doesn't apply to you. So that's kind of by category. So, we can kind of go through that. So that's how that is. And that really helps with that other book, scenarios, endorsements and scenarios really helps. Okay, now I think I will have a look at the room. I want to look at the room and see who's here, see what's going on, and then give you some really specific advice about how to get through your CFI training. with one other main product, and we'll look at some other stuff here. So let me just grab it here. Give me 1 second. Okay, got that. Let me go through the chat quickly and let you know there's 171 of you in the room today. Yeah, no wings today. I really hate that, but you can see that it's not really for that. Norman says they're 63 and just passed your rhino flight review. Well, good for you. You're back in the saddle then, right? Good. Nick put some the digital products link. It also has our online. It's in the chat. So if you click onto that, you'll be able to get that. And if you use coupon code PHL25, there's a 20% off the whole thing. So if you're looking to get something, that'd be where I'd go. So PHL, Power Hour Lesson, PHL25. That's the coupon code. Okay, I'll put it in the chat. It's only good for today, though. IFR course, I only have 250 hours. Oh, that's all right. Louisville, Kentucky has the world's oldest operating airport. Eastern Kentucky is where retractable integrator was invented. Look at that. People say the most interesting things sometimes. And a lot of times they put in the chat, like Nick put in CFI study group, so you can join that. I challenge you to Google who invented autopilot, and a very interesting reason. Ah, Lawrence Sperry. Yeah, I used to go see Sperry in Minnesota, the company Sperry, when I sold semiconductor stuff. Never been glider rated, but flown in them. Scary, no motor, no go around. That's true. Yeah. And I see if I oral exam, if they ask you a question about additional category class, can you use the indoor? No, I don't think they'll let you use it, Michael. I mean, I would really like for them to say yes, but I think they want to see you be able to go through. But I think if you go through all the scenarios and you're getting it in that book and some other things, I think if you do that, then you're in good footing for it. But I don't think they'll let you use it on the test. If you already bought the materials, do you supply? No, only for 1 year, Philip. So because a lot of them change a lot, and they're so I'll give you an example. This regulations and endorsement book used to be 28 scenarios. Now it's 36, and plus the flow charts look different. That cost us around $8,000 to reproduce, maybe nine, just that. The video course that you watch is 500 grand. Right, for us to produce, so we can't just give it, but we give it when we, for a year for sure. So there's that. Came in late, Susan. You're late. All right, sorry. See, penalty for you. Go down to the rest of it. They at first should hire us to rewrite the handbooks. Yes, you know that's what we're going to want to do. It's not big. How big is the market for only for CFIs? Does your endorsement walk through commercial MEL CFI that's wanting a commercial SEL? I don't think it does. Although commercial MEL, let's see, what's of a commercial multi-engine land CFII that's wanting to do commercial? No, I don't think it has that. Well, that would be, it would have it in the sense that it would be additional rating. So it does have that, but not that specific one. Okay, coming a bit late. Can you put the links in again? Yeah. Oh, Deb Gangwich, the corn lady. Holy crap! Deb is from Nebraska. And she and her husband own these big, giant cornfields and ranches there. And so I think in North Dakota, I think it is something like that. Anyway, she was in our CFI class, and she it was hard at the time where they were putting everything in the silos. And she said what looked like nothing short of the nuclear nuclear power station. I mean, there was stuff everywhere, temperatures, and she was all pointing out this stuff for us. So she was in the control nerve center while we were doing on the class, and she was in the class. That's her. Okay, at Deb Gangwish. Yes. She also did our mastery class, which we now call technology in the classroom thing. So, okay. Now let me see quickly who's here. I've got to go, and then we'll get right into it, I promise. Alex, thanks, Alex, again. I can't thank you enough for all that you did. Andrew Kasuna is here. He's been in our class before. Saw him yesterday. I gave him some endorsements. He was in the class in November. Let's see. Who do I know? Bruce is here. Bruce Ray. I know you. Cabot's here. Cabot, good guy. Another good guy. I know him. I'll have you in here one. Clifford. Now you have to look at Clifford. Because Clifford either typoed or something, but you notice his name is capital C, capital L, and the rest Ifford. So now everybody like Lee will play with that. So, but I said you always have to be that. If you ever are something other than that, if you put your name, I'm not going to talk to you again. So he always puts it in there with capital C, capital L. Corey in Colorado. Corey puts where he's at. That's very, very useful. Deb Gangwish, Corn Lady's here. I think she stepped down as like the corn the corn lady of all of all the corn. I think she was some organization. She was the top dog at the corn thing. So she might put that in the chat, and so you can go find out. Glenn Johnson here. He was in our Las Vegas class. Hello, Glenn. Let's see who else. iPad Bruce. I think I know who you are. Going down through the list just quickly. I can. It's when it's not as not 300, 400 people in here. I can go through the list a bit quicker. Let's see. I don't know some of you. Mark Reeves. Hello, Mark Reeves. You got a picture. Hi. There you go. Michael's here. I know you. Michael Isaacs has talked to you a bunch of times. Mitchell's here from Mesquite. I can even know he's in the Mesquite, Nevada. Yeah, he's our technical liaison for next time when you want Wings credit, because he had devil of a time getting it working, and now he got it. He's going to be technical support. He'll be able to tell you how to do it because he gets the credit all the time. He's good like that. You know, he's got nice things to say. Oh, Raul is here. Raul, I'm going to have you speak to, if you have time at the second hour, maybe we can talk a little bit about we want to talk about the sport pilot stuff a little bit. What did I want Raul specifically to say? Do you remember what I wanted him to say? It was about the, maybe a little bit on the proficiency check. So, anyway, I'll see if you're around to do that. But anyway, moving on. Ricky's in our class. Robin Lindstrom is here. Hello, Robin Lindstrom. And Sethany's here. That's her and her husband have a Tectum twin in Frederick, Maryland, heart of AOPA HQ. And so they do multi-engine training there. And she's a flight attendant. And her husband just retired from an airline. Soledad is here. She's from the Dominican Republic. And she's been in our class a few times. Let's see who else has been in here. Wendell's here. Hi, Wendell. Wendell's from the border of Portland, of Oregon, and Vancouver, and Washington. Who else is Zoom users here? Wow, you can't go wrong with that, right? You can't go wrong with that. Okay, let's go back in. All right, let's get back into the topic, okay? See if there's any other things in the chat. Okay, good. Move on. So we've got about 20 or so minutes, 25 minutes left. So let's pull up this sheet again and get right into it. This thing. Shpling, shpling. Okay. So another interesting thing that's not too much money is airspace flashcards. I think that we're revising that. I don't know when we'll get that's on the back burner, so it's not really anything on the front burner. But it is in CFI. Oh, I was showing you CFI Essentials, wasn't I? Let's go back and show you what else is in there. Then it's part of that. Airspace flashcards is here, right there. Here, show it to you in a second. There's Finder. So it's this folder. There's also a 172 maneuvers guide, check record study guide, some cost estimators. There are spreadsheets to let you price out what a private commercial CFI will cost. The FOI stuff is in here. Our lesson plans are in here. We'll open those for a second. Then I'll go to the airspace flashcards. This is our latest one. You can see how big this does, 400 pages. Look at that. But it covers everything. All the ACS is aligned to this now. So these are the ground lessons here. You can pick one. I don't know. Pick anything like that. There's the objective motivation that. So that's all what we need. Move off that. Go back to the top here. Just a second. I'll get okay. Go back here to the top. And the maneuvers are here as well. Everything, all errors are operational represented. So, for example, the powerful 180 is here as an example. And key points presentation, there'll be visual, whatever, if we have any visual things up there. Common area skills, that kind of thing. So, all that's in there. Okay, so I got that. Let's go back to the folder really quickly. And I'll give you a preview of the course here in a second, the actual whole course. This one. Where's it? Here, got it. Okay. Let's look at airspace flashcards. We said we're going to do that. Not a cheap thing, but good. If you're struggling with airspace, this will fix you. Because how can you test it? How can you test yourself on this stuff? That's the problem. You wouldn't know if you're right, right? So I think that's Class Charlie. I think that's special use, some kind of special use airplane. So this one has identifying airspace. There's about 120 of these, right? And so there's an arrow here, and it will ask you, what is the airspace? Oh, you can't see it. Here. So there's a this is airspace flashcards. That's what it looks like. Yeah. And these are again all electronic. So if you want to print them, you have to print them yourself, but because it would be too much for it. This thing would probably cost $150 for us to print it. What is the airspace at 1,000 feet AGL right here? And then the next page has what it is and why it is. So this is the explanation. So you go through a ton of these. All right, what's this thing? Example that. What's the airspace at 2,500? It's class Delta. And so on and so forth. And then the second part of the book is going to be the entry requirements and equipment. So it's called requirements. So, for example, there's an arrow there. I don't know. It just says what minimum cloud clearance and visibility is required to operate here at 4,350 feet. And then that's 1,000 feet AGL, right? Because it's 3,350. So that's class E or G, sorry, class G. So mild clear clouds. Yeah. And then it will say the explanation. So that's kind of handy, right? And that's useful because, again, you look at this stuff and say, how much would it cost me to do dual instruction? Because that's the only really way I can know if I'm getting it right, really. So then that would cost some number of hours. So, you know, that's that. Plus, there's the complicated things are in here too. You know, I can show you those. But okay, let's go back now. Let me go back to the. We'll just give a few more so you can see what the CFI Essentials has in it. And that's part of the our course. So if you get that if you're here or part of the online course. This thing is kind of an interesting one. We're going to update this with, I don't know if we're going to update it, but we might change the title of it, but it's here. This is called the Green Book. It's called the CheckRite Quick Study Guide. And I wouldn't say it's quick, but it's 112 pages, but it goes through problem areas on the CFI CheckRite. And then risk management, regulations, all these are the kind of things that give trouble. And then there's FOI flashcards, which are flashcards for the memorized FOI stuff. And then there's the chapter summaries. Each chapter of the FOI is broken down here with what's important. Focus documents, what to really pay attention to. There's a quick reference and lesson plan subject areas to concentrate on, like if I had to concentrate on what would I do that's most common to most tests, that would be these things. So that's kind of an interesting document. And the flashcards, like I say, are in there as well. So that's kind of handy to have all that in one spot. Okay, now let me go to the website. So here, this is, oh, I'll show it to you. So a couple things. Some people want to know, inquiring minds want to know here. They want to know where the power hour stuff is. So if you look at our website, which is here, if you want the outline, like from today or yesterday, last week or last week or last week, there's a separate thing that says power hours up here. If you click onto it, I'll click onto it right now. Like yesterday, last week was how to conduct an IPC, for example. And if I click onto it, there'll be the outline that I actually used for the show and a PDF of that here, because I made a PDF of the PowerPoint. So it looks a little more interesting kind of than this. And then the PDF is there. There's audio, a little bit of audio, but not the full thing. So this one, for example, was about, I don't know, right? I guess that is right.
So,
So there's the whole thing on that one. And then otherwise, this just a snippet of it. And then there's usually something down here, an offer, something like that over here. So that's where these are. You can click onto those and see what those look like. The only other way to see them all, now this is the 200 and 24th power. We've done 224, 224 powers. Can you imagine? That's 5 years worth of them. Every Saturday, June, will mark the 5th anniversary of doing them, right? So the only way you can see them live, they're always free. No, no big deal. Show up anytime. And we're going to open up the room in the second hour and let you guys talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, it's under Bootcamp Plus right here. Resources, Bootcamp Plus. I'm going to show it to you. And this is a membership site. There's a free version and there's a not free version. So here's the join now. And you can go there and it will be basic is free. You get about, I think, 10 or 12 of the power hours. And this is the one that gives you all of them, that one or this one, either one of those two. So that's where you go to get those. And there are so many topics. I mean, God, I don't know how many things we've. It's, I keep lose track of how, just how many we've done. But if I go here, go to the resources again, I'll just show you something. Seeing I'm in the show phase, log in, that's me. Okay, so then if I go to that particular one, any one of these will do. This one, it will be look the same. So then we say these are the power hour lessons here, along with other things. There's a bunch of other things in there, but this is the, and you can see from day one, that's basically these are the things that we went through. Ate some pylons. We did the mathematics from that, and then everything. And click on some others. There's these are all 10 per page. So then we had Gary Reeves on once, had AOP on once. We had David St. George from SAFE on. So many, many things been on there. So that deep dives, slow flight installs, all kind of related to aviation. And if you look and see the last kind of things we've done, we looked at the history of the chandelles and lazy eights and steep spirals. And then this is where we are now. We reviewed DP order, how they use the DP orders to conduct flight tests, navigation versus, should see VS versus dead reckoning. Let's talk avionics, how to use a creative plan of action, time to really understand VX, VY, and VG, these kind of things. So that all, we did all those live at some point. So that's how you get them. Okay, now let's go into one more thing. So go back to here. Now, anybody who comes to us from the outside world who wants to come to a 7-day class, you have to do our online course first. So that is here, CFI Academics course, or this one, practical course. And I think, yeah. And so anyway, this is all video based and it's 40 hours. And it's enough. It covers all the technical subject areas, maneuvers, various things. It's enough to get you, if you don't even come to our 7-day class, it would allow you to go to your instructor, Joe, maybe even Joe, and have him help you or her help you out to finish everything. So it would do a lot of the heavy lifting. And it would st it's structured so you kind of know when I get through this, I've covered everything. So that's kind of a good thing. And it includes that CFI Essentials, that thing I was showing with all the airspace flashcards, that regulations endorsement book, all that. But the point to here, and another point to this, is that in our 7-day class, what we do is we use the information. So we had a lot of scenarios. For example, we talked about that rotorcraft helicopter commercial to rotorcraft or to a commercial pilot airplane single engine land. We did that scenario in class. We went through all that. Everybody knows how to solo student. And my number one goal, which I told them from day one, was when you come here, I need to not only be sure that you're okay to pass a test, that's what you want, but I also need to be sure that you have a method by taking someone from walking through the door, all the steps to solo, all the steps to become a private pilot, using a syllabus, teaching any and all of those lessons. And then I want you to be able to, we had a scenario where we said, what would be the minimum number and minimum endorsements required for a person who just walks through the door until they're sitting down with the DP for a private pilot practical test? And so we went through those. And we went through the training requirements and the FAR, we went through the endorsements in the AC, and then we went through the testing requirements in the ACS. And we identified all those things. So we did that for each of the, for many things. We did it for initial pilot certification, we did it for flight review, we did it for this additional category class thing. We're gonna be doing it here shortly for CFI, and because we're covering that today and support pilot stuff. So we cover all that. And that stuff that's hard to cover on your own. Now the book really helps, that's fine. But there's nothing like knocking your head against the wall inside of here and going like, how in the hell am I going to get through? And then eventually you get it. You will get it. I can guarantee you get it, right? So there's that. So this is our 30-hour practical plus, yeah, it's 40 hours of online content. And it's been updated to conform to the ACS. So that's pretty decent. All right, now let's move off this. Let me go to this document for a second. This is here. So it's in the chat. And this one, not this one, but it's here. I'll bring it up and say this one. It's called links to the to what we have. And then let me grab this other thing over here from the chat. It's going to take you to a is it here? Yeah, it's here. Not that one. This one. Just a second. I want to bring this website up. Okay, here. Now I can bring it. We'll drop into the chat this particular landing page, which is here. So this is that outline that you have in the chat. And these are all links that you can click that will take you to the various products if you're interested. Remember, you have a 20% discount for today only today, and it's PHL 25, PHL 25, all caps, I think, PHL 25. Otherwise, you don't get it, right? So there's that. So now let me move back to this sheet again, and then we'll start wrapping up. And I will open up the room for the second hour. We won't see the class because we'll be somewhere else, but we'll do that. And then from that, here it is. You'll be able to talk amongst yourselves for a little bit. And at some point, we'll close the room down. We don't have to. So you can click all this stuff. It's in the chat now, or very close to being in the chat now. You'll have all that. And these are the online courses. And then each one of these I listed individually. And these are list prices. So 20 off these things. So if you look at that. All right. So there's that. So let's then summarize some key points, right, as we go down through the whole thing. So when you're initially training for your CFI, you need to find a flight instructor who has done this before. This is not, this is a very cottage boutique type of training. It's not something that just because a CFI is a CFI and they've been a CFI for 20 years doesn't make them very good at teaching other how to make a CFI. That is a specialty because a lot of the things that people use to teach to they have to learn, you have to learn, are not things on the top of most people who don't do this full time's head. So like the fundamentals of struggle, like the endorsements and scenarios, like many things. So that means that that person can evaluate your ability to teach. I think that's fair to say because they do that. But all the technical content, and there's so much of it, another tip of the day. This is your tip of the day. It's what we have you do here, which you'll be doing pretty soon. All you people here are going to be doing it. You're going to take the ACS for flight instructor for airplane single engine, which is that one you're showing right there. And you're going to go through each area of operation one, all the way to the end. And you're going to go through each of the knowledge areas, and you're going to put something next to it. You're going to put the page number and chapter where that information is, or you're going to put a mnemonic if it's something you need to memorize, like Reaper for the laws of learning, something like that. If it's an FAR flight review, 61.56, recent experience, 51.57. And you can put those FARs and those little mind jogs over there because most DPs won't have any trouble with you having that. Like Emil here, he wouldn't have trouble with that. In fact, he encouraged that. But what they don't want is just copious amounts of notes written in there. So it's like crib notes. They don't want that. But if it's something, so then when you get the, to the point, the rough spot in the road on the practical test, and you say, oh God, I know I memorized all that stuff last week, or I did this. I just, for the life of me, can't bring it out. And you open up your ACS, it's going to be right there for you. It's going to say Reaper, and you're going to like, oh God, I know what that is now. So let's talk about those. Great. Now you can have a conversation about them because you did have the education. You just couldn't remember maybe you missed one. It's Reaper. What is the goddamn E? Is it, there's another I in there? Is there? And then you'll go, oh yeah, they're Reaper. There's not another I. It's good. It's the E. So you'll get it that way. And that's very, very good to do. I'll give you another tip that you might like. No, I can't tell you that. I'm telling you how to cheat. Go ahead, she says. Anna goes, go ahead. Tell us how to cheat. Use breaks, right? If you're on a check ride, you got to go to the bathroom. They ain't gonna follow you into the bathroom. So, right? So go to the bathroom a few times, and when you're out there, it's unless they say leave your phone. That's shit. Then, but then go look for, you have a little bit of time, little bit of time to go figure it out. It gives you a little bit of a break, which is fine. Better on something here. And it also gives you the chance maybe to look at something. I don't know. Something might help you. There might be someone in the hallway who knows. You're a CFI, you're a really good CFI who sticks around for your whole check ride because he's, or she's worried about you, not worried about you, she's on your side. May just be sitting down in the chair outside somewhere. You never know. You could crowdsource that a little bit to the extent that you can do it, right? Nothing wrong with having just that one little extra shell in the shotgun, right? Just that one, just in case you need it. All right, there's that. used that before. There you go. All right, let me go through the chat here. So I think in terms of what we went through, there's one other book I think is really valuable. I want to go, so I'm going to go through that with you. It's called this one, Teach Brief Fly. And there's a companion guide to it. So this works with any syllabus. And by the way, we do have a syllabus and they're using it here in the class. I need you to be able to, well, this one will work with any syllabus. Let me just show you what it is. So I need to go get it. So give me a second. And then we'll finish up on that. So the Teach Me Fly will allow you to teach any lesson, and then the student companion guide will be sure that your student is ready for the lesson. That's kind of what this is built for. So let me grab it here. Teach Me Fly. Here it is. Coming up in just a second. Okay, so I'm sharing. Yeah, this is this document. So this what it is it's in three parts. The first part is a full-on lesson plan. And that would be like one you'd use for your check ride. So for example, steep turns, right? Like this. This would be the steep turns lesson plan. Right? That's what you'd give like on the test. You're not going to give this kind of briefing to a regular student because their chances are that they already are taking an online course, have completed an online course, or in a ground school. You don't have to do every single thing. So what you want to do instead is a pre-flight briefing. And so fortunately, Teach Pre-Fly has the pre-flight briefings in it. So if I go back to the main area here, table of contents, a little shaky there. Over here. Okay, we'll come on to the pre-flight briefings in a second. Pre-flight briefings. So if we go to steep turns, that one, and this will give us what to put on the whiteboard. And how to brief this for Cessna 172, you put whatever your airplane is over here for that. But these are all the pre-flight briefings that you're going to give just prior to a lesson. Now, assuming this assumes that the student has the academic content from that, right? And this is slow flight, for example. So these are recaps and things we put, nose attitudes. I made all these images and I'm not an artist, so I did have them cleaned up. I didn't make that image, or I would be an artist, right? I didn't make that one. This one, ground reference. So there's all this. So this is all there. Then there's one further thing in Teach Brief Fly, and it's what to say. So for every maneuver, right, it's going to tell you what to say. That's like here. What is this for? Descents and descending turns. Before the maneuver starts, this is you, your setup. And then the stuff in gray is what to say here. So you can chair fly these if you want to. Now, you don't, these are just like, so in the, so you can use this for any, it fits in any syllabus because the steep turn would just be where it's going to fit. The steep turn content would be here. So then the other thing we have then is the companion guide. And I'll just show you that for steep turns and then we'll sort of be getting near the end of it here. So find that, the companion guide here, this one, student guide. We'll come up in 1 second. So here's that one. It's the student companion guide. And so if we look under steep turns here, it's an introduction here, which tells the student about the steep turn, what needs to be done, and some insight into it. Then it tells you to read the Airplane Flying Handbook, pages 10.1 through 10.3, the red sections, that, and as a quiz. There could be 2, 5, 10 questions, something like that. And so then when the student brings this to you, you can look at it and say, I didn't understand this, or I didn't understand that, or did you read this? Then they're prepared for the lesson. So slow flight is here, for example. This kind of thing, the reading, and then again the quiz. Could be 4 questions, could be 10, could be whatever. So that helps keep the student honest, right? And we have one of our CFIs who works at a community college. And they take our student companion guide and make it part of the grade for the student. So the student has to do that stuff when they show up for the lesson, or the flight instructor can't go with them and they're also going to get a ding on their grades. So then they're prepared, right? That's the whole idea of it. Okay, so let me tell you how the rest of it's going to go. We're about 3 minutes, 2 minutes away from ending. So first, thanks for hanging on. The second hour, I'm going to open up the room, but I'm going to put our people into a breakout room. So we won't be with you. And so you can just talk, and Nick will help moderate that a little bit until it doesn't make sense. But you can talk about what you want. And let me just go through the last bit of chat. Just make sure there's anything else. Sethany, yeah, there you go. Let mean like how not to kill Stu. Oh yeah. Well, it was, oh, you met me, Marty. Yes, hi Marty at Buckeye. You were from Gillespie Field, I remember, from San Diego. Will the 7 day be good for, yes, for AGI? Not AGI, IGI would be our double A class, which is 3 days. That would be not this book, but the ne I mean, not this Monday, but the next Monday. Are you still looking on digital? Yes, the 1965 handbook. Yes, I am, Andrew Kassoon. The flight training handbook. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. No wings today. Wings link, there isn't one. Okay, National Corn Growers Association. That's you. That's you, is the I was with. Any flying farmers in here? No. That's Deb Gang, what she wants to know. All right, last little bit before I close out. BRS is the best invention since sliced bread, ballistic parachute recovery. Not a farmer, but never forget their first solo is surprise. Okay, ADSB. You need paragraphs to descriptions on the maneuvers. Yeah, I have those. Those should be in there. You showed a page that had a brief description of products. Can you show that topic again? Yeah, so that was the it's in the chat. So it should be in the chat. Hopefully, maybe Rick, Nick can put it in there. It's a document I'm using to teach from. It's this thing right here. This thing. So if it's not in there, I think I can put it in there. So let me just get on it real quick, everyone. Then let's see, is that it? That's it. There it is. So save the chat, by the way. Those three little dots up there, if you have a Mac, you can save the chat. And all those links and all that conversation about what people said will be there. Some of it's very useful. And you go like, I wish I would remember what that was. You have the chat there. Okay, so we've got to close out. So I want to thank you for showing up. Next time we will have Wings Credit. And we'll talk about something. I don't know what it is just yet. Do you know what it is, Nick? I don't know. For next week.
I
It'll be
do
something.
actually.
What
Yes.
is it?
Oh, let's
Are you
see.
gonna?
So next week is how to teach airspace.
Oh, great. Okay, I've already completed most of that. So that's great. How to teach airspace, not just the airspace. That'll be quite good. So it'll be both. Airspace and how to teach airspace. So that will be quite good. Okay, so we'll see then. Tell all your friends that the way they get to the power hour, have them go to our website and where there's a blue bar at the top and make sure they click that because then they get email reminders or else they won't. And then they're likely to sometimes they miss it. So, and we only give like three emails, one in the middle of the week saying what's going to be, one an hour before the show, and then one as the show begins. And that's it from Miami Beach, or from actually. Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.